May I have your attention, please? We'd like to welcome you aboard the mothership on a direct flight to Musical Bliss. Tonight's in-flight programming is brought to you by your friendly pilots, Tim and Mike. Before takeoff, please unfasten your safety belts and bring your seat backs to the unlocked and reclined position. Thank you for flying Area 54.
Oh, Oh, It's Area 54. Tim and Mike with you tonight in the Chill Show. Just played a track by Hoover Phonak off their album The Magnificent Tree. The song we played was called Mad About You. And then Massive Attack, we were talking about this a few weeks back when Jose Gonzalez, we did played his cover of Teardrop. We brought you the original, which I think is just brilliant. The album's called Mezzanine. Features Elizabeth Frazier on vocals. Third Eye Vision, before that, did Hidden Keys off of Somewhere There's Music. And then we did have a Jose Gonzalez song in there. The song was called Crosses. And that was the Yuri Holkanen mix. Start off the whole set with Bittersweet. The song we played was called Take Two Blue. That was the Roy Dub remix and can be found on the Bittersweet remix album called the Remix Game.
The more I listen to that album, the more I like it.
The Bittersweet album.
It has some great remixes there on that album.
Well, the original album that came out was fantastic, too. And you're hearing it, you know, you hear it all over television and specials and movies and, you know, it's that kind of music. Really? These guys used to be Supreme Beings of Leisure, one half of Supreme Beings of Leisure. Then they turned kind of morphed into Bittersweet, which I think is even better.
Yeah, their album was featured on the Zune player commercials. And
That's right.
When they first, the Zune came out. Not that really probably helped them much.
Yeah, you know, there's no such thing as you know, bad marketing if your name's out there, right? I don't think you get bad press.
I don't know about that. I don't think there's bad marketing.
I think that was a pretty cool. Zune commercials were pretty cool, and I like the music.
How many people do you know with a Zune player, Tim?
I think I've got one.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
You don't ever I'm hiding. I'm embarrassed.
You're embarrassed?
No, I don't have one.
You put little white pods on there, make it look like it's an iPod when you're in the bus, right?
That's right. It's the Zune Morph.
What kind of earphones come with that thing anyway?
They come with the edible ear pods.
They probably don't. You probably have to buy your own.
You probably do.
I actually finally redesigned that thing a little bit. It looks a little bit more modern, but still have a long way to go.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It's kind of nice when you just have a bottomless pit and you can just kind of play around with your money.
Let's mess with iTunes a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're too worried about it, though.
Right. Well, eventually they'd have to be, but I guess not at this point. All right, we got some more music for you guys. We're going to play a track from Air off their latest release. We're going to play Napalm Love. It's Tim Mike, Area 54.